played Ethel, a nippy from Lyons Corner House. I have no idea how I got the part. I'm very glad I did. I think it was just I went up for it like everyone else and played a little character and a little waitress, funny little waitress character. And that was that. I absolutely remember the episode I appeared in. It was glorious because we all worked what we called the Acton Hilton, which was a massive building that belonged to the BBC where everyone rehearsed there. And there was a wonderful cafe upstairs. And you'd see all the other sitcoms, all the other shows all the time. So, again, I'd see LOLO cast members all the time in the cafe. And, of course, Sam, who I did my very first job with Sam when I left drama school. It was at Southampton Rep. He was playing Bottom in The Dream, and I was doing some crazy musical. And so when I realised that I was going to work with Sam again, because we were also in the building doing British Empire, of course. And so all of us mixed together in a big kind of what we call a green room cafe upstairs. It was wonderful. And I remember the episode absolutely. And everyone kind of knew everyone anyway. It was such a welcoming experience and such fun. I so enjoyed the scene with Sam and Gordon because all the time we invented new little things to do or little looks or something. They were always creative and helpful. There was a way that we worked in sitcom in those days is that we rehearsed the way we worked in those days was we would rehearse at the Acton Hilton and we'd rehearse for 6 days for each episode. And halfway through on day three or four, the crew would come in and they work out all the definite camera shots. And then we go to the studio and we film it there, normally in front of a live audience. And obviously there were bits that people had filmed outside, all the exteriors before, and it was all done in sequence. But you'd film your bits live in front of an audience, which was a wonderful thing to do because not only did you love working with a live audience because you have that immediacy, but you also, if you went wrong, you could always go and do it again. Every time we did a live show, we always had a warm-up comedian start us off, which was fantastic. Again, there was that immediacy, that connection with the audience started by the comedian, and then we all come out and say hello. And so you started as a kind of bonded group of people and everyone knew what they were coming to see. So they couldn't wait to see it happen. I was so happy and delighted to be asked to appear in that extraordinary episode. A, because I knew Sam. B, because I loved the series. And Vicky Michelle, of course, was also sensational, warm, wonderful, witty. It was just a glorious time. There were so many other things going on there. There was British, there was AbFab, there was, you know, what's that wonderful one, David Jason? Only Fools and... There were so many wonderful things going on there. There was Only Fools and Horses, British Empire, AbFab. So we were all lucky to be in any of them at any time. And it was an honour to do a little cameo. I think my favourite scene in the episode that I was in was with Darling Sam when I was at the Lyons Corner House itself. And, of course, Sam and I also went on to work together again in the wonderful show Wicked, where I played Madame Morrible and he played the wizard. So we spent many, many hours reminiscing over all the times we worked together and many, many laughs. And I adored him. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. Warm, generous and funny as hell. The memories I have, obviously, are fantastic. A, working at BBC Television Centre as it was then. So also all the studios that you worked in, you kind of knew the sound, all the crew, and it was the most wonderful sense of family. And I so miss those days. I went into Television Centre as it is now the other day for a meeting for something, and I cannot tell you how my heart lifted to walk through those doors. It's completely modernised and amazing. But there was something so magical about it. And sitting in the donut in the middle, or just everyone knowing each other all the time, whether it's costume or makeup, it was a fantastic enterprise and so creative. And it wasn't built on how many views you got. Things were allowed to evolve and develop and build up their you know, sort of success rather than having to nail a success over three programmes. And it was very different then. And not that anything's right or wrong, everything moves on. I respect that completely. But it was a magical time. And just having that bonding time. Sam and I always laughed. He was an amazing character. was friends with everybody. And as I said before, the most generous-spirited, caring, supportive person. And I miss him.